It's your girl, Christina. This is Overheard at Yoga. So let's crank up the heat and get down, dog. Welcome back to the podcast. I am here today with one of my favorite yoga teachers, Bridget Henson. Bridget, say hi.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
You're so welcome. Before we started recording, we were just talking about going up the stairs to the recording studio. And Bridget told young Fabio that she hopes that I wouldn't judge her. Meanwhile, I'm late and I'm hyperventilating going up three flights of stairs.
I said she's going to tease me because I was out of breath too.
But you were just saying, so our Travis, are you a producer or a tech person?
Yeah, producer.
So my producer, he has a name tag on his desk that says Young Fabio. And I walk in and Bridget's like, well, I've met the real Fabio. So I'm going to make you tell that story again because I thought it was so good.
I was in LA with my brother and his girlfriend, and we were at the sushi restaurant Nobu, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
This was a while ago, and there he was, Fabio, the real one.
Was he eating dinner?
Yeah, he was with a group of guys, and then when we were leaving, and of course, the girl that I was with ran up to him, and she was freaking out. So we got our picture taken with him, and he was quite funny. He was taking it all in with her because she was pretty.
Can you send me that photo?
Excited. Yeah, I need to find out where that is.
Please find that and share that with me.
That was a good while ago.
Oh, my gosh.
That's so funny.
How long have we been teaching yoga together? How long have we known each other?
So since you came to Hollywood, I have been going there since, like, pretty much very close to opening.
Really? Because mm-hmm. I've been going there since opening. I've been working there since opening.
And I remember you.
You remember me?
I've been reminiscing about the old days when you asked me to come here today.
Oh, yeah?
I've been thinking about some of the old teachers and everything, and I remember you. Yeah.
Yay. So, okay, so you've been coming to Hollywood since I've been coming to Hollywood.
Yeah.
And then you did teacher training with us. When was that?
So 2 years ago? What? No. It was before COVID.
There's always
the summer
BC
before
and
COVID.
Before COVID, after COVID.
The summer before COVID. That's scary. How long ago was that?
2018?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds about right. I'd have to look.
Why did you decide to do yoga teacher training?
I had kind of a class with beautiful Miss Megan,
mm-hmm.
and after class, I just said, can I please talk to you? I am in recovery, and yoga has been a huge part of my recovery journey, especially Hollywood Market Yoga. And I kept hearing so many words that I would hear in AA meetings or through my AA friends. And Megan hit one class. We were talking about chakras. And specifically, she was talking about chakra number one. And was saying all of the words that I think I needed to hear that day. So I asked if she could just talk after class. And I just broke down and cried. And I'm not a crier, I would say. And I just fell apart. And she's,
wow.
Yeah, it was pretty deep and pretty, it was one of those magical experiences, to be honest. And I just said, I want to hear more about it. I don't think I'm interested in doing the teacher training, but I kept saying, but. And she said, why don't you go home and think about this? And she gave me one of the cards from the front desk. And I brought it up with my husband, with Scott, and he said, that's cool. I mean, you're there all the time anyway. Why don't you?
Why not?
And he supported it, which I was kind of like, wait, well, no, I'm not really all that interested. Like, what? Why are you, because I'm not a teacher. I'm not a yoga teacher. I love going to yoga. But I wanted to learn more about it. And so it was one of those, like, deposits are due. Yesterday, we're starting.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Let's go. And I just was like, I remember just going down and giving you the check and saying, all right, I'm going to do this.
When did you make the transition from I'm just going to do this to learn more to I want to teach?
A long time. So I did not think I would teach. I originally went to the yoga teacher training to learn more about yoga because it was so personal to me with my recovery. And I just found myself scouring websites and anything I could to learn more about chakras and yoga, just anything yoga.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to kind of get into the recovery yoga world. And then I remember going to a class and you were telling someone else that there were a couple of openings, and I just shyly said,
I don't think you were shy
I
at all.
I think I'm interested.
You were
well,
not shy.
I definitely wasn't confident. I'm not a confident person, and I did not intend to teach, especially in front of my peers. I mean, Hollywood Market is my space, and yeah. I did not think I would be a teacher there.
You did keep saying that you really wanted to teach at Hollywood, but then you did kind of circle it with, but I'm shy, but I really want to teach here. So you had both. And I was just like, okay, well, I'll keep you posted on sub opportunities.
And I just didn't think I would be able to do it. I mean, I'm obviously not like a young girl who is in college ready to go for it. You know, I thought, oh, I'm too old or I'm too.
Oh, my gosh.
And I just had, I did not have the skin, you know, the confidence to teach.
And how did you get the confidence?
I think that you gave me a lot of that, Christina. And I think some other teachers, Megan definitely had a big influence, and a couple of the gals that I was in teacher training with, I remember getting a couple compliments. I'm like, really? Like, what? I wasn't good, you know, just with the little portions that we would teach mm-hmm. in teacher training.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you're crazy, you know. So I still don't think of myself necessarily as a teacher.
Which is crazy to me because today you taught this morning. I checked in your class. The first person who walked in the door was going on about how much they love your classes.
It just blows me away. I don't know.
You're just so humble.
It's, I guess so. Because I feel like when I'm teaching, I'm still a student. Like the students are teaching me throughout the class. So much.
Wow.
And I feel like I get so much. So, yes, I get a lot from taking a class, but I feel like when I'm teaching, the students teach me so much.
Does that happen? What do you mean? What are they teaching you?
Confidence. They teach me love. They teach me community. They just show me so much throughout the class that it just is. It feels so good.
Can you give an example of how they're showing that? Just by
a smile.
Mm-hmm. You probably don't get side eye in your classes because you're so sweet. Your classes truly do feel like a warm hug, which is what that young woman said today.
Oh, that's
about your class.
That's sweet. Well, I feel like I get the warm hug. It's just incredible. It's so dear to my heart that I just, it's my happy.
Something I overheard on yoga retreat in Mexico is, one of the women said that, how did she say this? She said, the universe does not give you what you want. It gives you what you are. And I feel like you definitely do that. So you're getting back all this love and adoration from your students. It's because you're giving it to them.
That's beautiful. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Can you talk about a little bit more about your recovery? I'm very curious.
Sure. So, and this blows me away. If you would have asked me a couple of years ago to talk about my recovery, I was pretty private about it.
Okay.
So I have 9.5 years. So right after I got back from, I went away for rehab. When I came home, I checked out a Bikram class with a friend. A friend was a teacher there. And I thought, you know, that was awesome. I have always been pretty active. I've always loved to run. But as time went on, that was kind of wearing on me. My back would hurt. My knees would hurt.
Same.
Mm-hmm. And it was my outlet. So when I was actively drinking, I would get up the next day, take my two kids in the double stroller, and run. And feeling like crap, but I would just try to run out my night of wine.
Interesting.
And I would run as hard and as fast as I could, and it was just starting to wear on me. And so when I was away for rehab, I went to a couple of yoga classes, and I was like, and they weren't hot. They were just a yoga class. Mm-hmm. Awesome. But I was like, this is something here. Or I would get on the treadmill, and I would run as fast and hard as I can. That was my outlet. That's where I would let go of my anxiety and stress, but I just couldn't do it anymore. So fast forward to the Bikram class, and it was magical. It felt awesome, but it wasn't quite awesome. I didn't feel, it was, for me personally, it was too long of a drive, like with schedule purposes at the time, my kids were super young. Mm-hmm. I was like, it's not going to work. So my kids were down the street from Hollywood Market, and I drove by, and I was like, there's a hot yoga studio. I'm just going to check it out. So I remember my first class at Hollywood, and I walk in, and I went alone, and I was scared, and the whole nine yards. And one of the gals, and I still remember her name, she used to teach at Hollywood. I walk in, and I said, where do you put your yoga mat? And she said, well, probably so you're facing the mirror. She kind of put me in my place. I was like, oh, duh. Okay.
Who was it? Can I ask?
It was Naomi.
Oh, Naomi.
Yeah. And she I've was, told she, her
we
this story.
We did an episode with her, actually. Oh. I can't remember the name of the episode with Naomi Jones, True North Yoga Studio Owner. Oh, that's awesome.
I've told her this story, and she was so kind that day. She said, put your mat next to mine. And I did. Right center, middle of the room, front row. And I'm like, oh, yes. My God. But I did it. You know, I thought, oh, okay, I could do this. And looking back, you know. But after class, she said, how was it? And I said, oh, it was awesome. And it was my perfect outlet. It was like the running on the treadmill super fast for me. It's like I felt that rush of good sweat, but also just release.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt that. And I've been going back ever since.
How did you get into Y12SR?
So as I was scouring websites and whatnot, one of my friends teaches Y12SR. She's from Boise, but she lives now in Charleston. And I used to see her at AA meetings and whatnot. And I kept seeing this Y12SR. I'm like, what the heck is this?
Mm-hmm.
And because it was on her social media and whatnot. I looked it up, and it's all over the country. It's nationwide. It's yoga Y12SR, Yoga 12-Step Recovery. So for so long, my perfect day would be go to a yoga class and then go to a meeting. Hitting just a meeting, I would find myself in the chair feeling anxious, feeling nervous, feeling not quite relaxed and open. So my perfect scenario, my perfect day would have been able to hit both. So I'm a busy mom, and those days were hard to come by. So when I discovered Y12SR, it's a yoga class with a meeting together.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, oh, hallelujah. It was like a dream come true. So I started to research it a little bit, and that was the reason initially why I considered the teacher training, because I wanted to get that knowledge of being a yoga instructor and then move into Y12SR and get that training as well. So that's what I did.
What can you tell us about Y12SR?
So it is with founder Nikki Myers. She founded it. she's awesome. These are all over the nation. I would say they're a little bit more heavier, like popular on the East Coast.
Okay.
Here in Boise, not as much. Mm-hmm. I started the Y12SR classes.
Yeah, you did.
So, but it's, Yeah, it's just that. So it's for anyone either in recovery or knows someone in recovery. So it's not an AA meeting where it's all just topics talking about addiction. It's more like a group coming together, just open group talking about a topic. For instance, right before COVID, when actually COVID was starting, it was, how are you dealing with your anxiety? And just kind of an open floor, open discussion about that. And then from the meeting, like about 20 or 30 minutes open meeting, however many people are there, then doing a yoga class, a breath-based class. So a lot of Y12SR classes is just maybe even a guided meditation or breath work or like a vinyasa flow. It varies on the teacher. So what I would do was I was kind of doing all this research on the 12 steps in relation to chakras.
Oh my gosh, and just kind of love it.
Building it together. So because one of the 12 steps is prayer and meditation. That's step 11 in the 12 steps of AA. So taking prayer and meditation, taking the meditation part of that and building that into a yoga class.
I love this. So I had a friend, and this happens to me more often than not, folks who maybe I haven't heard from in a long time will reach out to me and they'll say, I'm struggling with addiction, I'm struggling with alcohol, and you are one of my friends who I see as living a healthy lifestyle, and I'm trying to make the transition into more healthy relationships and spending time with friends doing other things other than, you know, going to the bars. And I've gotten that question so many times, and I'm not a professional in recovery. All I can say is like, well, come to yoga with me. I don't know what to say. We can go to dinner, we can go to yoga, and now we can spend more time together in a setting that feels better for you. Mm-hmm. So what advice would you give to other yoga teachers who are getting confronted with these types of scenarios like I am?
I think just, so yoga offers, the yoga community is so similar to the AA community, to the recovery community, where just being there for someone, listening to someone, being able to let people open up to you, I think is so beautiful. They trust you. And like what we say in yoga, there's no judgment. And so I think that that is kind of your invitation to students. Like, well, she's not going to judge me if I tell her I'm struggling or tell her my story. That's heavy.
Mm-hmm.
But I recommend connecting people. I think that people, just this week, I've had three people come up to me that I did not realize were in recovery at the studio and have asked me questions, and we talk, and then it's like, oh, you're in recovery. So I think it's just connecting people, like, you know what, you should meet up with Bridget, or you should meet up with so-and-so who are actively open about their recovery.
Yes.
And just kind of go from there. I just think that there are so many similarities, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just love you so much.
I just love you.
I'm just sitting across from Bridget, and she just looks absolutely beautiful. And even when you talk about things that seem hard, you just have this bright, beautiful smile on your face. Have you always been like that?
No. No, for sure not. No. I feel good. I feel good. I have always been hesitant about talking about my struggles and my difficulties. And I think through my experience and through the years, it's like, throw it out there. Maybe you can help someone, or someone can listen to you, or, you know, whatever. But no, I haven't always been happy. But I'm more comfortable in my own skin. I'm more confident, and I own it, and I'm proud. I'm proud to say I'm an alcoholic, and I'm proud to say.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
Life is good. I think I'm in a good place. Now, yeah, there are struggles. Yeah, there are days where it's like, boy, I wish I could have a glass of wine. I have three teenagers, so it's like,
oh boy,
there are nights of that. But
weren't we talking about how much we love LaCroix?
Yeah, LaCroix are. It's like if somebody tells me someday I have to give those up, I'll be very sad.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. So you were telling me before we started recording that Y12SR doesn't have a lot of in-person meetings going on right now.
Yeah, so I was also telling another friend at the studio today, Y12SR, if you look it up online, there are a ton of Zoom meetings, online meetings right now. So that was one of the beautiful silver linings from COVID, was that a lot of these Y12SR meetings are offered online. So you can check it out, and they're amazing. So it's 20-30 minutes of just open group. You can always just listen, or you can share, and then a yoga class together on Zoom.
Wow.
So it's cool. And you're people all around the country. Nikki Myers, who is the Y12SR founder, she holds space once a week herself, and she's awesome. Yeah.
I would love for you to be teaching this at our yoga studio.
Yeah.
I'm curious when you'd be open to do that. I know I got you on the spot now.
Yeah. No, I think it's time. You know, I think it's time to bring it. Mm-hmm. The thing with Y12SR is you want it to be people to feel safe. And so as far as like putting it on a schedule, that's something that you and I, we'd have to work out together, because it's something that is a lot of people don't want to sign up online.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Anonymity is very huge. And so, yeah, we could work that out. But I think it's time. Boise, it needs to come back to Boise for sure. And it's just what everyone's been through this past year. And I really say this from the bottom of my heart, like it's not just for recovery. It's just a space. It's just to meet people, that community, awesome feeling, just kind of sharing and then breathing together. One of my favorite things about Y12SR is after somebody shares. So for instance, Christina, you share your share, whatever it is.
Okay.
And then afterward, there's a breath guide. So it's probably not me because I'm leading the meeting. It's someone else in the group. And the breath guide says, with Christina, let's all root and ground and take a breath together. So everyone takes a breath together. And then you exhale. And I know that might sound kind of, but trust, the first time I did that at my Y12SR training, it brought tears to my eyes, because it was just that feeling of everyone taking a breath for me after mm-hmm. I shared. It felt like a hug.
Yeah.
It felt really special and good. So that's one of my favorite parts about it.
I like that there's so many different, I did an Instagram post recently where I was talking about, I had been approached by a few friends for a few different things who have been going through struggling times with mm-hmm. depression, with drinking, with just whatever's going on in their life. And I was really thinking on it really hard, like how can I manage my boundaries and be available for my friends, and I don't even know what to offer or say. And I was thinking how grateful I am that I connected with yoga, that for me yoga has helped me mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. Like, it's touched on all these little things in just like a 1 hour class. Who knew that I'd be going through such a minefield?
Yes.
To help me. And so in this Instagram post, I said, if you ask for my advice on anything, I'll probably ramble for a while and then just say go to yoga.
Yeah.
Because that's my thing. And if yoga isn't your thing, I want to know what your quote unquote yoga is. What is your yoga? And some folks messaged me and they're like, oh, my yoga isn't yoga. My yoga is going for a run or going to my church. And I just feel like I'm glad that I found that thing for me, because that thing for me was yoga. So you saying, take a deep breath for Bridget, let's inhale together and ground and center. And I feel like that, for some reason, I don't know why, it just connects with me.
Yeah.
And you said it might be a little or hokey or woo woo. And I think it totally is, but I totally love it.
Yeah.
I have no idea why that is.
True.
Mm-hmm. For my mom, it's going to church. When I go to her church, I'm just so bored to death. Mm-hmm. But when I go to yoga, I'm like, oh, this is my thing. And my mom goes to yoga with me. She's only done it like once or twice. And she's just like, this is so out there. But she's like, I'm glad you got something. You got your yoga.
Like, what's everyone's thing?
Yeah. What's your yoga? What's going to get you through this?
What's your thing? And that's what's so important. And I think that I love it how you ask that question. And so sometime when a friend is like, well, I'll go to your thing with you. Mm-hmm. And then you go to my thing with me.
Yep.
I don't know. It's connecting. And it's that community thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love that. I do have to ask you something.
Yeah.
What have you overheard at yoga?
Oh, I guess just on topic of this, there's this yogi who is always there at the studio. And she says, this is my lifesaver. This is my everything. And it's like, I just laugh to myself. I'm like, oh, if you only knew,
oh, sister.
Girl, this is my sobriety. This is my AA. This is my happy. This is, I've heard, yeah, just people, how, oh, I have heard, I need to sweat out all the booze from last night.
Oh, man.
But, and that's cool. Yep. And I laugh at them. I'm like, totally. Yep. Mm-hmm. I hear you. Yeah. but yeah, it's overheard at yoga. I think just how you hear everyone's personal experiences from what they get.
Mm-hmm. I kind of sweat out the booze or detox from whatever went on this weekend.
I'm like, mm-hmm. I gotcha.
I had the weirdest class once several years ago. I had a boozy evening, I'll admit.
Yeah.
And my friends who went out with me last night were like, okay, we're all going to hot yoga to detox. And I was just like, what? That's the craziest thing I've ever heard of. They're like, you got to try it. It's amazing. I was like, okay. So I showed up. I chugged coconut water. I did the class. I want to say about halfway through class, I think I shook up all the alcohol sediment and I felt like a little drunk again. So I was like, this is amazing. This is awesome. And then afterwards, I was stone cold sober and feeling like a human being again.
Oh, well, that's good.
Which was incredible, but I definitely don't recommend it. I know my drinking days have definitely tempered as I've gotten older. In fact, I went to a new moon, or was it an eclipse moon women's circle thing the other night?
Cool.
And we did a cacao ceremony and there was an eclipse and there was something in the air and we decided to get cocktails afterwards. And I'm a 2-drink max person. Like, that's it. I'm done. And I drink water and I go to bed early. And I started like having a few drinks. I'm like, oh, this is so fun. Why don't I ever do this? I should totally just allow myself to cut loose more often. And so then the next day the hangover hit me. And that's when all the anxiety I've ever experienced in my life was flashing before my eyes. My nervous system was shot. I had to cancel plans the next day because I was so sick. And I was like, this is why I don't do this. And I'm so impressed with people like you, Bridget, making that decision and sticking with it. Because sometimes I'm just like, why did I do that?
Well, and that's, you know.
Finding balance.
That's okay. And it's it's finding that balance. But I think, yeah, I learned for me, it's not a good thing.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. It's interesting to all the different people I talk to for all their different reasons for choosing their lifestyle, whatever their lifestyle is. And anyway, I appreciate you sharing your story with us. Where can we find your classes?
Absolutely. Hollywood Market, Tuesdays and Thursdays. Tuesdays at 10, Thursdays at noon. Mm-hmm. And then Y12SR, to be determined.
Yes, TBA. We're going to work out those details soon.
Yeah.
And if people wanted to get in touch with you.
They can get in touch with me. I am still, my email address is on the Y12SR website.
Okay.
So if they have questions about Y12SR questions, I'm on under Idaho.
Great.
Under Boise.
So I will link that in the show notes below.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
Yay. Thank you so much, Bridget.
Thank you, Christina, so much. What an honor.
Yay. Bye, guys.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Leave me a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, and I want to hear from you. Please send me your overheard at yoga stories. Tell me about your yoga journey, what you love about your home studio, or the funny thing you overheard at yoga. find me on Instagram at overheardat.yoga to submit. There are so many different styles of yoga and opinions about yoga, but the one thing I've seen in all my travels to different studios is yoga brings a community together. Namaste!